It was indeed an honor for this old retired guy to be invited to return to help give out the recognition on Wednesday at the Rotary 10 Business Awards and to congratulate the 10 fastest growing small businesses in the Brazos Valley between 2013 and 2015. And to hear some mighty good news from the Dean of Texas A&M's Mays School of Business, Dr. Eli Jones, who it turns out, back in the early 70s, worked with our own General Manager and Vice President Ben Downs. Yeah, Dr. Jones was a jock in local radio back then, working with the then salesman Ben Downs. Not that many of Ben's radio co-workers are now called doctor. Well, Dr. Jones graduated from A&M, has been gone for a while, but when he returned as the dean, he noticed a big difference in our towns.
In February of last year, I returned to the campus after being away from it for several years. And before I arrived, one of our dear professors warned me about rush hour traffic.
And now Dr. Eli Jones heads up one of the premier business schools in the country, and he's happy to talk about it.
We're nationally ranked, and we continue to be a top 20 public business school. I'm fortunate to be part of a close-knit and supportive community that is connected to the global network of Aggies who are willing to help open doors for other members. We are affecting the local, state, national, and global economies. We are doing so through high-impact programmatic efforts and with an eye toward truly transforming lives. Many of you are already part of our mission. At Mays Business School, we're in the business of transforming lives. I always encourage students to stay open to possibilities that will sometimes come in unusual ways. A guest speaker in one of my MBA classes said something that changed my life. I had a rewarding career as a sales executive and later a sales manager in consumer packaged goods early in my career, a path I would not have chosen had I not paid attention to a guest speaker in my class. A College of Business professor at Texas A&M saw something in me that I did not see, the potential to be a professor. After a successful career in sales, Fern, our kids, and I came back to Bryan College Station, and we started a PhD program. 4 years later, we finished. Next year will mark 20 years for me as a professor. The professor I mentioned planted a seed years before, which transformed my life once again.
It was great to meet such a gentleman and a great asset to the community and the university, Dr. Eli Jones. And by the way, congratulations to the Rotary Top 10 businesses, small businesses in the Brazos Valley. Here they are, if you missed it. Number 10 in growth, Capital Construction Services. Number 9 was America's Choice Roofing. Number 8, Tracy Stewart, CPA. Number 7, Computers, Electronics, Office, etc. Number 6, Frog Slayer, LLC. Number 5, Magruder Homes. Number 4, Kellen Commercial Interiors. Number 3, The Barracks Construction Group. Number 2, J4 Engineering. And the number 1 growing small business in the Brazos Valley, Pittman Custom Homes, with a 3-year sales growth of 441%. Wow. And that's Bravo Brazos Valley. I'm Tom Turbeville. Brought to you by Coldwell Banker, Agtown Realtors, voted the best in the Brazos Valley.